You're listening to HealthRadio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. I have on the phone with me today Dr. Brad Matthews of the North Vancouver Pain Clinic, but you're also a representative of Nikkei Canada, which makes a great product called Nikkei Red Reishi Mushroom. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thanks, Tammy. Nice to be here.
Now, you and I recently did a TV interview together, and we spoke about this wonderful product. Why don't you tell me about your involvement and a bit about the product?
Sure. I've been practicing traditional Chinese medicine for almost 15 years now. And Red Reishi or Ganoderma lucidum is a product that's been used for thousands of years in traditional Asian medicine, particularly in Japan and China. I've been using it in my practice for quite some time, and when I came across this particular brand, the Nikkei, I was quite impressed by the efficacy of it, so I've started to use it almost exclusively when I prescribe Red Reishi.
Well, let's talk about the health benefits of the product itself. Why would a person want to use the product?
So the main reasons that I would prescribe it typically in my practice, now I generally deal with sports medicine, injuries, recovery, and endurance athletes. So I use it for the main reasons I'm prescribing it are to support the immune system, to balance energy levels, reduce stress, support a healthy liver function, and it's also a powerful antioxidant.
And why this product versus other ones? I mean, before you had come across Nikkei Red Reishi Mushroom, there were other Red Reishi Mushrooms that you were giving to your clients. Why is this a better product?
Well, when you start to investigate how the various Red Reishi on the market are grown and cultivated and produced and even encapsulated, there's different processes involved. And the Nikkei is a strain that's been around for the longest. They are the originators of cultivation of this particular product, and it's grown in natural wood logs, which is how the mushroom would appear in the wild. Matured mushrooms take about a year versus, you know, up to 3 to 6 months for some of the other brands out there. And they also use just the fruiting body of the mushroom rather than the mycelium roots. And it's the fruiting body that contains all the medicinal ingredient, particularly the ganoderic acid that has the health benefits in it.
What is ganoderic acid?
So ganoderic acid is the compound that's been isolated to have these health benefits that I mentioned, such as supporting the immune system, balancing the energy levels. It's got the antioxidant effect. It's a potent adaptogen, this mushroom, and an adaptogen is something that helps the body deal with the effects of stress and reduce the negative impacts of stress on the body.
Now, how does this product know how to target and affect my stress level? Or maybe not even so much that, but some people, when they have stress, they curl up in a ball and they go into bed. You don't see them again. And other people get, you know, the anxiety and they're sort of hyperactive. How does this product know to distinguish and remedy either scenario?
Yeah, well, an adaptogen, by definition, is any product that helps the body deal naturally with the effects of stress. And as you mentioned, stress can affect two people in different ways, one person getting anxious, uptight, tense, another person feeling wiped out and completely fatigued. An adaptogen, by its very nature, has the ability to correct that imbalance regardless of the direction it's taking. And there are several adaptogens out there right now, Red Reishi being one of the most commonly known, and there are a few others that are now being touted as well.
And why now? You focus on sports medicine specifically, even though you take care of, you know, women in, who, you know, men have menopause, but your focus is in sports. Tell us how you like to use it within your practice.
Well, one of the main issues with my patient base, which are a lot of them are endurance athletes. I myself am a triathlete. So basically, in periods of extreme exercise, the body post exercise, so in its recovery state, the production of the fighter cells in the blood declines considerably. So the immune system becomes kind of compromised. So an endurance athlete can't afford to be getting sick because they miss valuable training time. So I have found this product to have such great support for the immune system that it really prevents or helps prevent them from getting sick. And I think that's super important to my patients. And also it balances energy levels. So extreme exercise can really mess with the energy levels, getting peaks and valleys and irritability and moodiness. And all of that seems to be quite well managed by taking Red Reishi as a supplement to their diet.
We've heard over the years, the last 10 years, echinacea that you take during cold and flu season. Is this something that you would take in conjunction with that? Is it the new thing that you would take? Does it, you know, overtake the benefits of echinacea?
Well, I mean, echinacea works differently. It's an immune system support as well. Red Reishi can certainly be taken in conjunction with echinacea. There are other products out there on the market now that are certainly quite good for, cold and flu season. Echinacea has typically been used to combat the effects of cold and flu, but people don't typically take it as a panacea, if you will, as something that can just generally as a health tonic like they can with Red Reishi.
Okay. Now, if people want to find out more about the product, they can go to Nikkei Canada, N-I-K-K-E-I, Canada.com for the Canadian market. From there, they can actually, any international listeners can find out where to buy it internationally as well. And, Doctor, your pain clinic website address is? How can people get a hold of you?
I am just in the process of moving clinics to a new clinic in North Vancouver on Fell Street. And all the details of that will be on my website that's going to be launched in the next week or so, which is www.northvanpainclinic.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the show, Doctor.
Thank you very much, Tammy.